back up on the roof with Corey Swanson of The Roofing Dog. Corey, how are we doing today?
Good, Chad.
Let's talk about safety on the job. This is important. We don't want anybody falling off. We don't want anybody getting injured while they're at the job, whether it be with your crew or with the homeowner themselves. Obviously, that'd be really bad. Let's talk about how Roofing Dog makes safety on the job their utmost priority.
Yeah. Number one, we always educate the homeowners. No matter who you choose for a roofing contractor, make sure they have the proper insurances. So that way, if the accident does happen, the homeowner is not liable, because if the roofing contractor is not properly insured, the homeowner could be liable for an accident. So the number one way we like to address safety is with scaffolding. We use a lot of scaffolding on our jobs and meets our OSHA requirements for fall hazards for our guys. If the roof is steep, we will do scaffolding, and we will also wear safety ropes and harnesses while we're up there. The scaffolding is really nice because not only does it give us a safety net, it's right level with the roof. So if you were to fall off the roof, you're going to be on your scaffolding. But it also protects the homeowner's property, landscaping, and just kind of provides a canopy for any falling debris over their house.
Let's talk about some of the other accidents that can happen. Obviously, falling would be the worst, I would imagine. But there are some minor things or less severe things than falling that can arise on the job. Let's talk about what you guys are doing to make sure that your workplace is safe.
Yeah, always using a lot of nail guns and stuff. So safety glasses are important. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing, is the safety glasses that are important to prevent flying debris or a nail or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the other stuff is a lot of our tools are sharp. Work with knives a lot. You work with snips to cut metal. We work with a lot of metal. So we always work around stuff that can cut us too. So good safety training on how to work with those materials properly to avoid a cut or something like that. And then protective gears, gloves when necessary, goggles when necessary. Maybe we're working around a chimney and we're grinding in the side of a chimney and there's dust flying everywhere. If you know, the proper goggles and stuff are important for that too.
And of course, all the guys take it seriously. They're not goofing off, because if you get injured, you're not working and you don't get paid. And obviously, that's also a strain on the staff as well.
It is, you know, and our guys have been together long enough. Our crew has been together so long. We know how to work safely around each other. A lot of people watch us work and they're like, man, you guys are like a well-oiled machine. You're never in each other's way. That makes a big difference as far as safety goes. Working together and knowing how we operate to be safe and what kind of setup we need with our scaffolding to be safe. Ladders. It's actually more of a risk to fall off a ladder than it is a roof, because ladders can slide out from underneath you, fall sideways. So we really do a good job of strapping our ladders off so that ladder can't kick out or fall sideways.
Safety doesn't necessarily happen on day one. It takes a long time to plan this and to make this, as you mentioned, a well-oiled machine. Nobody bats 1,000. You've had instances in the past, I'm sure, but to get to this point and to continue to have a safe work environment, I'm sure takes a lot of work. And you mentioned that you take safety classes, you take some training here. How extensive is that?
So there's a whole manual that the National Roofing Contractors Association has, and then our insurance company, our workman's comp company, they'll actually come out 2 or 3 times a year, look at a job site, inspect it, see what we're doing, and they always have recommendations too. So, and they'll give you a lot of literature. So between the insurance company, some of the OSHA guidelines and recommendations, some of the stuff from the National Roofing Contractors Association, and then you just learn by experience too. You know, something might happen, you thought, kind of overlooked that, never thought that would happen. That's probably where most of our safety comes from, is just the experience of like, boy, we really didn't have our eye out for that one. And you learn a lot from your own mistakes too.
Absolutely. As far as the cost, I'm sure some of the lifts that you have acquired over time, the scaffolding, that takes money. And of course, it takes money to make sure that that stuff's well maintained as well. What all goes into that?
Yeah, the scaffolding, we have a whole trailer dedicated to our scaffolding and ladders. Over time, they get, I got a ladder now that I got to replace because it's at the end of its life. So yeah, that's a big part of the job. A good roofing company is going to have that built into their overhead. And sometimes that can be some of the differences. The customer says, hey, why is company A so much cheaper than company B? If company B, like, you know, we have $30,000 or $40,000 worth of scaffolding that we bring to every single job, including the trailer, that adds up. So that kind of safety stuff adds up over time, too.
Those are definitely things to take into consideration that, there again, I had not even considered here. For folks that want to reach out to get one of the safest folks on the job, Corey Swanson and The Roofing Dog, how do they reach out?
The best way is to go to the website, theroofingdog.com. You can learn more about our company there. You can enter your information. location, and we'll get a hold of you to come out and look at your job. Or you can call my wife, Melissa, in the office, 217-355-7663.
Always great to go up on the roof with Corey Swanson of The Roofing Dog. Corey, we'll talk to you next episode.
See you, Chad.
Call 3-